Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your PixNow update. We are kicking off the first day of spring with some showers as we take a live look from our KPIX5 studio roof camera. Taking a look at the Bay Bridge, you can see nothing but a lot of gray and gloom out there this morning. Well, the Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety officers poking fun at the weather, tweeting this image and writing, "Wanted for failure to appear, warrant has been issued. Please help us locate this suspect." Let's check in with Mary to see when we might see that sun again.
I love that. Well, we are going to see some sunshine for tomorrow. But for today, we have the rain this morning tapering to off and on showers in the afternoon and could see an isolated thunderstorm later today. Here's high def Doppler, a big difference compared to earlier this morning when we had widespread heavy rain, but still tracking heavy rain for the North Bay. You can see from Angwin, St. Helena, Santa Rosa, down through Roanoke Park, Glen Ellen, and Sonoma. Light to moderate rain. Rain right now over Richmond, Berkeley, Oakland, Alameda, San Leandro, over Daly City, some light to moderate rain pushing across the Tri-Valley, Dublin, near Livermore, down through Union City and Fremont. And you can see the showers across the peninsula from San Bruno, San Mateo, Redwood City, and Portola Valley. So we're going to see that off and on shower activity as we head through the day, looking at temperatures right now in the low to mid 50s. So the satellite and radar view, that dip in the jet stream, that trough of low pressure bringing the wet weather for us, that return of the rain. Now, as we go through the day again, looking at scattered showers, here we are on Futurecast at 2 p.m. So tapering off a bit as we go through the day, catching a break for tomorrow. That'll be nice to see, a mix of sun and clouds, and then the rain returns with another weather system for Friday, bringing some widespread light rain. Now, the good news with the rain, our pollen counts down. If you're suffering from allergies, it is lower today. It's going to climb right back up for your Thursday. Day a little bit lower for Friday and for Saturday. Daytime highs much cooler today, upper 50s to low 60s, so below average temps this afternoon. Kenny?
Mary, thank you. Right now, two labor unions are striking on UC campuses throughout the state. This includes 10,000 research and technical professionals. It's their third strike in less than a year, and the same issues remain on the table: wage inequality and job security. People from labor unions will join them in solidarity. Back in October, the AFSCME 3299 president told KPIX5 that one in six people in positions these union workers hold is outsourced.
That drives income inequality at UC. And for a university that professes social mobility, that's outrageous.
Workers say that UC negotiators presented their final offer last month. It included wage increases that were less than half of what the UC agreed to in September of last year with the California Nurses Association. Today's strike will continue all day. In San Jose, 911 dispatchers are struggling to keep up with a growing number of calls. In 2017, it was revealed just about 80% of 911 calls were answered within 15 seconds. That's far below the state requirement of 95%. Response times have improved since, but that's partially due to the fact that dispatchers are working more overtime. Yesterday, the city council approved a plan to allow other staff to handle non-emergency calls and implement a text to 911 system. Now to a live look at the Golden Gate Bridge, where it may end up costing you a pretty penny to cross. That's according to a five-year toll hike proposal. That's up for a vote on Friday. Officials say that if approved, the toll could rise as much as $9.80 by 2023, costing commuters an extra $91 per year. San Francisco's proposed ban on cashless businesses now includes Amazon Go. The retail giant has two stores in San Francisco and plans for a third. The cashless ban was introduced last month, and if passed, it would require brick-and-mortar businesses citywide to accept cash, not just credit cards and mobile payments. Supporters of the proposal say it's an effort to address inequity for low-income residents. The Oakland A's regular season is off to a bit of a rocky start. Early this morning, our time, Oakland played the Seattle Mariners in Tokyo. There was hope in the beginning. Steven Piscotty blasting this solo shot in the bottom of the first to give Oakland a 1-0 lead. But then things kind of fell apart for the A's. Starting pitcher Mike Fiers in the third inning, giving up five runs. Seattle going on to win 9-7. Well, the A's posted this video of some diehard fans who weren't bothered by the 2:30 a.m. start time this morning. They were at a watch party at Mad Oak Bar on 12th Street. There's another watch party tomorrow morning as the A's and Mariners play a second game in Tokyo before heading home. By the way, they sent over 12 tons of sand to Tokyo to play that game from the U.S. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, and our Facebook page.